couple of emails from the Bonnievale area, and we don't know how many crocodiles escaped into that river, but a significant number did, and a significant number still in the river. Email. In a clear illustration of the immediate broad impact of this incident, I was told at a braai last night by a friend of the owner of a campsite a little downriver from Bonnievale that his entire block of Easter weekend bookings had been cancelled. This is already having a severe and very obvious negative effect on Bonnievale's economy. Another one. This past 2 days have been a perfect late summer weekend. In that time, I did not see a single person either swimming in the river, we're on a particularly popular calm stretch of water, or paddling a canoe or sweeping the water on a stand-up paddle ski. Pietro van Rijn speaks for Cape Nature. Pietro, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Is it clear how many crocodiles escaped from the crocodile farm?
Unfortunately, not. The owner of this facility up to this point could not tell us how many have escaped. But from Cape Nature's side, we've obviously left no stone unturned to find these crocodiles.
And okay, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you've done everything possible to find them. But we want to know how many you haven't found yet. Is it true that there were several thousand in the various camps on this crocodile farm?
Yeah, so the facility, and I actually don't want to speak on behalf of the owner, but what I can tell you is that this facility holds more than 5,000 crocodiles, and within the facility there's various camps. So these crocodiles are rotated within these various camps, crocodiles escaped from one of these camps. So I think we can.
So there's a thousand crocodile, roughly on average, in a camp.
No. I don't know how many. Are
but I mean, there are 5,000. There are five camps. That's 1,000 average in each camp. Come on.
I'm not sure how many camps there are. Okay. I can't tell you.
Well, there are five camps. I'll tell you that. But Pietro, so there could be anywhere between 1 and 1,000 crocodiles still in the Breda River.
We're talking about. Well, if the guesstimate is 2 digits.
The guesstimate is 2 digits, so anywhere between 10 and 99.
Possibly.
Okay.
Obviously, Ted Nature can't commit to a number because, I mean, it's not our facility. We don't know. We are only there to recapture these animals as soon as possible.
Whose responsibility or who has the authority to order the farm to be closed down?
Well, what's going to happen now is we are going to do a formal investigation because this facility does have all the necessary permits in place.
Given by whom?
By Cape Nature, and this is valid for a 2-year period, and this facility has been in operation for more than 20 years, so it's the first time that this actually happened. So what we need
to... Well, that's all right then. It's the first time it's happened, and then now 99 crocodiles.
Well, it shouldn't happen at all. But what we are going to do from Cape Nature's side through this investigation is to see if any of the regulations of the permit has been obviously not adhered to.
Well, clearly they have. There are 99 crocodiles in the river. Clearly.
Well, we can't say 99.
Well, 10 or between 10 and 99. I mean, even if there had been one crocodile escaped into the river, it is clear that the regulations governing the permit have been breached because the regulations state that the crocodiles must be kept on the property.
Hence this investigation.
But can't you preempt and temporarily shut down the crocodile? You don't have the authority to do that?
Well...
What happens if further crocodiles escape?
No. So, obviously, that has immediately been fixed so that there's definitely no escape route anymore for any crocodile. So that was done first and foremost. And also, the owner has contacted Cape Nature the moment it happened. So we could be on the scene. And up to this point, we have actually captured 51 already, and we're working very closely with the South African Police Service diving team, and we're doing night patrols every night. We've been doing it since Wednesday night. We've been doing these night patrols, and we will continue to do so until there's no more sightings of crocodiles. And we are also very sure in terms of where these crocodiles are. That is the fact of the matter is these crocodiles, they sub-adults, so they're between the sizes of 1.2 and 1.5, and they're farmed animals. So I don't want to say they're tame, they're still wild, but obviously they are in a very unfamiliar place now. So the first thing they'll be doing instinctively is just find shelter and keep to that shelter.
And then when they get hungry?
Well, that's the other thing, is there's an abundance of food for them in that river. So also...
But they will leave, the shelter to look for food.
Fish.
Yeah, and if somebody happens to be swimming between them and a fish that they're interested in, big jaws closed.
No, but that's why our communication is very effective, to say to people, between this point and this point in the river, no swimming is allowed.
The thing is that you're never going to know whether you've recaptured all of the crocodiles. So it's going to take a long time for perfectly legitimate fear about taking to the water in that river, in that area, dies. Because you might think you've caught them all, but a couple of clever ones have escaped and they breed, and then who knows?
No, they can't breed. Remember, they're also not endemic to any rivers in the Western Cape.
Okay, so they can't breed.
No. So that's not a problem. And also, they are not going to really... Crocodiles don't like moving water. They don't like rapids. They want to be in their deep, dark pools. So they don't really move around too much.
Yeah,
and what we've also done...
Sorry to interrupt, Pietro, but I've got one last question that I want to ask, and we're already heading towards being late for news. I know that you weren't part of Cape Nature 20 years ago, and we have the benefit of hindsight now, but surely Cape Nature must recognize now how ridiculous it is to give a permit for a crocodile farm on the banks of a river.
Well, it's not the first facility of this sort.
It doesn't make it right. Surely this now is an indication that it is a mistake.
It's been working for 20 years.
It's not working now.
Yes, I know, but I mean, it's not Cape. I don't think Cape Nature is to blame.
Yeah, but Cape Nature gives permits. So surely one of the lessons that Cape Nature must learn from this is not to give permits to crocodile farms on the banks of rivers.
Maybe so, and the investigation will definitely show what measures we need to take to rectify this so that it never, ever happens in the future again.
Pietro van Rijn, thank you. Speaking there for Cape Nature.